on now to gay marriage. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here. What's happening with the issue today, Madeline?
Well, Alex, there are actually two stories going on today. In Massachusetts, which you may remember has legalized gay marriage, some out-of-state couples are suing for the right to be married in that state, but the governor there says only Massachusetts couples can be married in Massachusetts. And down in Washington, D.C., debate is continuing over a proposed constitutional amendment banning gay marriage nationwide. Earlier, I talked with NPR's Eric Kneeler, who has been following that story for us. Eric, why do proponents, including President Bush, believe we need a constitutional amendment? After all, Congress already passed the Defense of Marriage Act back in 1996, and that law prohibits federal recognition of same-sex marriage.
What's happened since then, Madeline, is the Massachusetts Supreme Court has allowed gay marriages. So now Republicans and some Democrats want to cement a gay marriage ban in the U.S. Constitution. That will take a two-thirds vote in both the House and Senate, and also approval by 38 states.
And this proposal, initially it was a lot longer. Now there's a split amongst proponents of it to change the proposed wording. What's that all about?
Well, initially, some conservative Republicans wanted a straight up or down vote on the gay marriage ban, but many moderates realized they don't have the votes and have been trying to find some kind of a compromise. The initial wording could have banned civil unions, like those in Vermont, for example. The compromise measure would allow civil unions but ban gay marriages. Now, yesterday, Rick Santorum, he's the main backer of the constitutional amendment, he said that gay marriage would weaken families.
Marriage is about the glue that holds the basic foundational societal unit together, and that's the family. And when we change the composition of that glue, I think we weaken the bonds of marriage, and then we weaken the American family.
Republican John Cornyn of Texas went a step further. He said that the United States is on a slow road to some kind of Scandinavian socialism if it approves gay marriage.
Cohabitation becomes increasingly acceptable, and parenting is no longer automatically associated with marriage. While Norway was once at this stage, recent demographic and legal changes have pushed it into stage four, along with Sweden and Denmark. In the fourth stage, marriage and cohabitation become practically indistinguishable.
Eric, we've heard from a couple of Republicans there. What about the Democrats? What are they saying about this?
Well, the Democrats know the Republicans don't have enough votes to get this thing passed, but only a few have really come down to the Senate floor and spoken out publicly against it. One of them is Dianne Feinstein of California. Now, she said yesterday that it's really up to the states to decide this issue.
I really believe that this is a waste of time. The votes are not present to submit this amendment to the states. The timing is just a few months before an election, and family law has always been relegated to the states.
Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada complained that the Republicans couldn't even agree on the wording of the amendment.
But it appears now that we'll be voting on two constitutional amendments, not just one. And that wasn't what I think any of us contemplated.
Democrats say there's lots of other business that the Senate has to do right now. Senator Tom Daschle, he's the Democrat of South Dakota and the Senate Minority Leader, he said there are 67 other constitutional amendments waiting for some kind of action. And he says that right now, what's more important is the Homeland Security Bill. Here's what he said this morning.
And I've heard all of the charges of obstructionism. They can't get their act together. That's the fact. They're unable to decide among themselves what their priorities are. And as a result, the priorities of the nation languish.
So, Eric, what's going to happen with this constitutional amendment?
Well, they're still talking, and there's going to be some kind of a vote tomorrow. What's really not clear is whether it's going to be a vote to postpone debate for now or an actual vote to ban gay marriage.
Eric, polls say most Americans don't support same-sex marriage, so why is it so difficult to get this amendment passed?
It's got a real high hurdle to overcome, two-thirds of the House and Senate. Most legislation only needs 51 votes. So for now, many say this is just an exercise in politics.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Eric Kneeler in Washington.
You're welcome.
And so, Alex, that's where it stands right now. Just a whole lot of talking going on
An exercise of politics in Washington.
There you go. What a surprise.
Madeline, thank you.
You're welcome.